Number 5.
Did you see the program about local universities on TV last night? We were featured.
No, I missed that. What did they say about us?
Well, they showed the university center, library, and research facilities. And several of my students were interviewed. They did quite well.
So it helped our university's image?
Maybe, but the other schools also looked pretty good. I wonder how attractive we looked in comparison.
Let's hope enough high school students liked what they saw.
Question: What can be said about the TV program?
Number 6.
Hi, Joe. I'm calling to send my regrets in regard to your retirement party.
Oh, you can't make it, Kathy?
No, sorry. My grandson invited me to his college graduation, and I've really been looking forward to going.
Well, you can't be in two places at once. We'll miss you at the party, though.
I'm sure you'll still have a good time. Let's try and catch up soon.
Question: What do we learn about Kathy? Number 7.
Hello, I'm here to see Victor Chu. He had surgery this morning.
Visiting hours ended 10 minutes ago, but you can come back tomorrow.
But I'm his sister, and I'm out of the country on business from tomorrow. Isn't there any way I could see him now?
Sorry, it would disturb the other patients.
Could I at least talk to the doctor about how the surgery went?
All right, I'll page him and see if he's available.
Question: What does the man agree to do?
Number 8.
We finally got our bonuses. What are you going to do with yours, Charlie?
I'm planning to invest it.
Really? Are you going to buy stock in our company?
No. I've heard the real money is in overseas markets.
Sounds risky. How can you be sure you won't lose everything?
I'll talk to a financial advisor first, of course. But you can't expect to get good returns without taking a chance.
Question: What is the man planning to do?